line from Rashi in Samachay Amad Aleph, three lines in the bottom. L'shabak hu l'bante savua de Shmuel did not allow his daughters, or be Shmuel's sisters, to go out with Chutim. Mefarish l'kamon time of the Kudel. More to explain each one. Gien l'gabi hadori, lishan zuei tzuzu, v'adam besulas. When they were, to let them sleep, even when they were young, they were still besulas, even not let them sleep against each other. Mikvos b'yaminisim, shamayim mechunosim, either places where water was gathered, or alternatively, ois somuch lenohar, u'mamsha desochen meha nohar, he would make a pit near the river, then divert some of the water from the river into the pit, the tova shaman, they would be tovel there. U'mamsi b'yamitishrei, Shetolus b'pras, they would go to the mikveh in the Pras River itself. In order that there shouldn't be a problem, a chatzitza from the dirt and the mud on the bottom of the river, noisness hamapets tachas reglans. They would place, he would place a mat under their feet. So Moses says, why was he worried about Chutim? Rashi says Chutim are mutter. There, Chutim were the tzibonim b'chayish the mishlech v'achva. He was concerned about the possibility of that they would show them. So, and this is passing the halacha. So, what you see from the chara pasha, he wasn't making a tekana, but the getter of the tekana was anything which is normal to take out, like I said yesterday, and show was a problem. So, if the chutim which he had were different than the chutim of the Mishnah, there was a concern of showing, they'd automatically be also. Even though the Chazal never specifically said chutim or aser, but they made a general tekana that those type of things are a problem. So, I mean, theoretically, if nowadays we see that there is a type of an item where this has become now an issue, it would go into Tekanas Chazal. Now, the Mishnah of Vachvuyeh. And that would also be the logic behind the Rebbeinu Sar Shaloim, where he said, Lehepech, if nowadays we don't show, so that wasn't the Kanas Lazal, and it's Mutter. Mishum Tavis Tashmish, they would rub against each other for their intimate relations. So the Psula Sakuhun, Rashi, the Kain Gadol. The Psula over here is the Kain Gadol. The Lehavi Psula Shlema, the Kain Gadol has to wear a Miriam Psula. There's something lacking in their basulas status. So Abuah the Shmuel, there was no kohen gadol in his days. You see that it was considered something improper for the kohen, so there's an element of zus in it. Therefore, it's not proper. The Mor says no. He wanted them not to get used to a different lilfen kufen nechol. They shouldn't get used to a different body, and therefore they'll want to get married to a man. Okay. Now, the third thing he did was that he would make these mikvos in Yemen Nisan, and he would make them use the mats in Tishrei. So, verse is, what about mikvah by Yemen Nisan? So he made a mikvah in Nisan time. This would seem to support that the other Rav was saying. The Rav, Mitra b'marava, when it would rain in Eretz Yisrael, Sahada Rabba Pras, the great witness of that would be the Pras River, the river would expand due to the rain which is running off from the mountains in Eretz Yisrael. And Sover, so once that's true, so it means in Nisan time is always, means the winter culminating through Nisan. And then the runoff continuing into the summer to some extent. So rainwater is kosher to table in, but not when it's moving. And here you have the rainwater in the river, and he's worried. Summer shall yirbu hanoitim al zeichlin. And Shabuah the Shmuel was concerned that you might get the situation where the noitum, which is the drops, which means the rainwater, will end up being the majority against the Zeichlin, which is the basic river water which comes from a spring, and that spring water is kosher for tefillah even though it's moving. Rainwater is not. So he's worried about, and you follow the majority. So he's worried you might get some point in time where, since the rain is, so in that time of year, we didn't want to, did not want to use the river because maybe there'll be too much rainwater in the river. Morris says, the plague of the Shmuel. But this concern that they had was not like what Shmuel said. The Shmuel says, the Shmuel, Nahara Mekipe Mivra, a river, any increase which it has, it gets it out of its own source. Literally, its kipa is it's the rock where the spring comes out of. Who pleaded at the end of the day, and that truth is that statement of Shmuel contradicts a different statement of Shmuel. The only place where you can rely on a river when it's running is the river Pras in Tishrei, which would agree with what he's saying over here with the father. He only used the river in that time of year. Okay, letter Rashi.
Do the raindrops ever become bottle to the river water?
That's a good question. Let's see. We'll see a little bit in Rashi, and maybe we'll touch on the Tosfos a little bit. Okay, it's a grash. It's the third line. Mitzvah Mamarava bears itself, but rains in our soul. Sadarava Pras. Pras, the Euphrates River, is Meyed, but Dover will testify. Shayar and Meretz Yisrael leaves Eretz Yisrael and comes through Bavo, the Bavo. The Golden Meme Hakshamim, the river will get larger due to the rainwater. And therefore the Bnei Bavel, noticing that, will realize that it has rained in Eretz Yisrael. And they'll be happy for their brothers. So Avur the Shmuel agrees with Rav, and that's the process. There were pras gadol. Remember, it gets larger due to the rainwater. The silver and the Shmuel was concerned. The Shemir Yirben Noitim, Noitim is another name for Gshamim. On the flowing water, which comes from the Mayim. And Tanami said to the Mikvos, so the actual spring is the spring, and then as it continues along, the Zeichlim, as it continues along, have the same din as the Mayan. Vanoitrim, the rainwater which comes down is kemik, we have to function like a mik. Vishinina Matars Kahanim, we learn the Tars Kahanim. The Pasuk says, Ach Mayonu Bor Mikve Mayim. So the Pasuk says, Ach Mayonu Bor Mikve Mayim. So Yochol, this is the language of the Tars Kahanim. I could have thought, I could have said, Mile al Ksefa, the person would draw water on his shoulder and then carry it on his shoulder. Also Mikvah v'tchilo yehetor, and then make a place where Mikvah means a place of gathered water. So how to gather? Well, he drew the water in a bucket and put it there. Would have a din of being tor, that it's tor that it cannot be kabbal to a man, it also can impart tahara. Tamalomer is, that's what I could think to say. Tamalomer, as Pasuk says, Mayon, it compares it to a Mayon. Mayon b'desh Mayon. Mayon is something which the human being did not have intervene in it. It came b'desh Mayon. So af mikvah b'desh Mayon. Okay. And then it continues and says, Imam Mayon. So if you're comparing it to Mayan, so Mayan Allah is Matar Bezaklin. So Af Mikve Matar Bezaklin. So also gathered waters should be kosher even though they're moving. Gathered rainwater would be kosher even though it's moving. That's a good thing to say. Tamil Armor, Ach Mayan. So the word achas is limiting, excluding something. So hamayin mitar b'sechlim, or mikvah mitar b'ashperin. So mayin can be mitar even when it's moving, and a mikvah can only be mitar b'ashperin when it is in a state of rest. Ashperin, what does ashperin mean? To kabu v'kaimi. They gather together and they're standing still. Afuke. Jim hit the book Kalim, Derek Zilosai, Kishahim Nim Shacham Yardim the Mikvah, Lalsalam Twila. If you want to be Tobel Kalim in the rainwater as it's hitting the ground and then flowing along the ground to this depression, so you'll hop around and take a little Kali and Tobel in it. Well, it doesn't work. Losan Thrila, the boar, umikvah ksiv, the Torah uses language of boar, and mikvah, which is the cover of a kind. Avonlaivim, Matarin, kemoshehein zechlim, but a flowing river will be matara as it flows. Umoshka migvar lamnabah, which goes from the high place to the low place, kadar kolon, like all the rivers. That will work because it's a extension of the Maya, of the spring. Therefore, in the winter time, going into the spring, where there's rain, all of the water of Shemei Charif of the winter time, when we have Shoras Hashlogim and the melting of the snow, so that the water is greater. So Chashin Chaya Shemei Yirbo Notim Alazeichlim Shitaisu Benahor Minakshamim Alazeichlim, the new water which came into the river due to the rain will be greater than the Zeichlim HaChayim, the original Zeichlim. But the Zeichlim HaChayim v'noitim. So then you'll have, if the majority is rainwater, the Zeichlim will be bottle. And it will no longer be kosher to be the entire B'Zeichlim. Ela Bashbaran, only eight is Hashbaran. Therefore, Bobo the Mikvos, the Kabbalah Mikhaimi, so he would divert the water, then cut off the connection, so now it's stationary water, and she'd have them be terrible in that. That's the first pshat. Rashi means the second pshat, which Rashi finds difficult. Which Rashi says he has no way to understand the Tosfos' attempts to. There is a pshat. Cut that. There is a pshat in some of the Rishonim, the Ran in the Dorm. If you look on the side, this Gemara is quoted in the Dorm. The Ran in the Dorm brings a pshat that there's no dinbittel. So, and the lachos that zayichlam are mitar b'kol shehin. So as long as there's some zayichlam water there, like what do I care that there's also, no din chatzitz or whatever it is. So what's the problem? So he brings from to arrive at that if this is the original course of the river here, so anything where the river will expand due to the extra water, that's not kosher. So if you have, let's say, the river, maybe there's a little thing where it sticks out over here, and you'd be terrible in that, especially so you're not going to be terrible in the middle of the river, that's not safe, so you're terrible on the sides. The sides are very dangerous, because you don't know exactly, that's in flux a little bit, what was the actual original place where the river was flowing, and where is it there, which it has expanded to the rainwater. And that's how we pass in Halacha, that is true. Any expansion, even if the majority is Zeichlim, any expansion is a problem. It's not a question of so the language of Shir Baha Noitvim Lazakhla means they'll add in more Noitvim and you'll have that problem. But the Pasha is the language of the Mishnah is where the that there's a din of Shir Baha Noitvim Lazakhla is a problem. So we pass both of them are a problem.
So even let's say in Tishrei, to have the break off is it would still be a problem according to
right. So if the, if the, we assume by Tishrei that there has not been any rain for months, so the, any water you're seeing is the original, is the original course of the river.
Okay, I thought you were saying there are branches off the
branch is not a problem as long as it's part of the original course of the river. It's, you know, if the spring comes out, so it finds the lower area and it fills it up, and then it pools and it continues on. So it'll expand, it'll contract depending on what's the lower depression. That's fine. Problem is, but if based on the normal flow of the river, it would look like this, like that, and now because it's rainwater, it looks like this. So this spot in between, which normally wasn't where it was going, you can't tell it well there. And obviously, that word expands even beyond that. For sure, you can't tell.
Okay, so then Lamaisi, one can't really use a river.
So the only place we'd use a river is a case where, you know, it hasn't rained for quite some time. Like the Mor says, you know, he waited until Tishrei time, and it hasn't rained for quite some time. You're not worried about any chashash of it's not in the original course A or B. If there's not a majority, then you can use it. So some people ask me to be terrible things in the river, I get very nervous, you know, Caleb in the river. And I said, I don't know what the source of the river is, I don't know how much other things are being diverted in there, I don't know anything about anything, but the Yom Ha'aretz is that it's not rainwater, moving rainwater, you know, it's just the original spring. You know, I don't know what the source is, where it runs off of, you know, I don't know anything about it. But until Yom Ha'aretz that, I would not use it. Why I slept at the Woodside Mikvah, the Tevel Kalim, I have the river back over here. Right? Because people do that. People Tevel, in the Northwest Branch, people Tevel Kalim. It's such a smart idea. First learn Hilchos Mikvahs and then decide what's a smart idea. I mean, it's not the only issue with the river. I'm just saying, but you start learning a little, well, I didn't think of that. Thank you. Rabbis are just being difficult. Anyway, Manika Baltimore, Rebbeinu Halevi. Rashi says, what I heard from my Rebbeim, from Rebbeinu Halevi, is the reason why what Avuah Shmuel was concerned about was something totally different. Because even though normally mikvah is sufficient, he said that a zov, and by extension a zova, require maya. So that's true by a zov. The law is that even though normally mikvah is sufficient, by a zov the law is he needs mayim chayim. Mayim chayim means it has to have its own source that it's producing it. It has to be a spring. So a zov has to be terrible, and so a woman can either be in a state of being a neder, being in a state of being a zov, but depending on when she saw, you know, the halacha is when she saw it, how many times she saw it in different times of her cycle. So, mishum the suffix zivus nino. There's always a question of a ziv. There was maybe zivus, not nidus. And therefore, she needs to have the mayan, and it's not sufficient. So that's what he was saying. Shout on this halacha. The Grashi after Lahamid Shmuel, so it's impossible. I don't know how it's impossible to maintain such an explanation. Mishum Rabinan, the Mishnah Tosefta, it says Chum Rizov Mi Bezov Bashezov Tol Mayim Chaim Bezov Ena Tuna Mayim Chaim. So it says it's a fair halacha that a zov doesn't need mayim, doesn't need a spring, only a zov. But Chazarti Bedakti the Farsha, I attempted every which way to explain it, and I cannot find it. Therefore, the pshat that I the way I explained before, I think is the pshat on the Gemara. Ruba the Alma, the majority of people around me, Rashi's talking, Mefarshim, they're explaining the pshat on this halacha noitvim kishuvim. That the issue over here is mayim shuvim, or that noitvim the same halacha is mayim shuvim. V'la milsehi the tanan noitvim kamikva. That noitim are kosher for tefillah, they're not mayim shuvim, and that's not drawn water. They don't have a psul of shuvim. So I said tahavlu shuvim lagasin. There was a gear, so tahavlu shuvim, and that's mechlal, not that's totally not relevant to our conversation. Okay. There is a fascinating discussion in the Achrayim, Rishayim, really, maybe. We know Shuvim, however, by connecting Shuvim to a mikvah, the Shuvim lose their status of Shuvim. So why don't we argue and say that that's true? Why can't it be so that when you connect Noitrim to Zoichlim, they lose the status of Noitrim? Why don't we draw such a parallel? It's almost as if I think one is a positive and one is a negative. Water which is in the ground, which is gathered, is the mikvah. That's what mikvah mayim means. So even though it's havaya, was ayyadei shuvim, but once you get it back to that state of being water which is gathered in the ground, theoretically it should go back to the state of being not shuvim anymore. So in halacha of midrash, it does. Even water which is shov, but if you let it flow on the ground for a little bit, and then it goes into a state of being gathered in the ground, it's midrash, it's kosher for tefillah. The chachamim were geyser, and they also you need hashaka to connect it back to the original mikvah. Midrash, I can be tevil in a mikvah which is kula shuvim, as long as it's in the ground. So to get back to that state, hashaka is sufficient. But you want to confer a status of a mayan onto something. To confer a status of a mayan onto something, it's not a mayan. Well, but it touched the mayan, but it's not a mayan. You know? So.
A swimming pool would
be okay. Midaraisa, a swimming pool, if the filter is off, it's not filtering, so there's no, you don't have a zeichlin issue because it's not moving.
What's with the filter?
You know, if you have a filter system, when a filter is going, which is drawing the water, it's cycling the water through, there's an actual movement of the water, besides the fact that there's a natural movement, the water is in the ground and moves back and forth. That's not called cycling. But if it's pulling it out through the thing, so that's considered cycling. That's one of your concerns they always have. If there's a crack in a mikveh, you have a cycling issue. The crack in the mikveh means the water is going to start running out to the bottom of the mikveh. Now it's considered cycling. Because the water is being zeichel, so the whole mikvah is possible. Crack in the mikvah, possible is a mikvah. Deraisa level.
On the deraisa level.
And that's also one of the things that the issue if they have a situation where they're filtering the mikvah water, which that not clear that's mamash deraisa, but can't tell while they're filtering the water. So they can do that times when there's nobody using the mikvah. But theoretically, on a deraisa level, a swimming pool on the ground. It depends how it's made. If it's made, some of them are made as a big keli, which you stick into the ground. So there is a sheet that was told, if you're being terrible in the kli, even though you mechaber to the ground afterwards, it doesn't lose the status of a kli. I mean, terrible in a kli could be is not kosher the rice. Some of them are made, they just make it out of the. A chalkuk of the safe kava is considered a kli still. A kava of the safe chalkak is not considered a kli. Theoretically, there are some swimming pools where the rice would be kosher. Mikipe mivruch, misvoso imemikarei from its bank and from its source, umisaloi and from its rock which comes out of them. That's where it gets its source. It replenishes itself. Selas matargamin and kipe. The word kippah is a translation of the word seller. Kippah mibivrich, well, let me make shama. It gets it from itself. In other words, Tosis asked the kasha, the obvious question is, you know, it rains, there's more water in the river. So, you know, so Shmuel, this statement of Shmuel is denying that reality. So Tosis brings, the more we had in time is, whenever the water increases from above, the water increases from below. Remember we had that, the Tehoim reaches up to greet the water which is coming down. And it says, one tefach milamal and tefachai milamata. So Shmuel's taina is, you'll never have a situation where there'll be more noitvim than zoichlim, because it's always increasing more from the bottom than it is from the top. But the more specifically, the Shmuel, but this statement that Shmuel said over here is not like a difference. The Shmuel, he said, in my matarim zeichlim, in matarim olam mekelim matelim lehem derech eschila, river water which is moving will not work for olam mekelim. Betzarch lahamshicha in the mikvah little b'mikvah. You have to therefore move it to a stationary place in mitayvul in the mikvah, the gathered waters. Elaprasi mitishrei shechadu akushamim. The rain has stopped. Rabu hazeichlim aleim, and the zeichlim are now the majority. Yesh trust mayin al nahoris hamoshkim, and therefore it has a little bit mayin, even though it's moving. Al desirle the shigdelim imeik shomim. Just he's worried about the fact that the meik shomim will increase it. Fine. This Gemara is also Gemara in Becheres. So when I was learning Becheres, I heard from Erebeim that Matarim Bezerchlim, the Shmuel's Lashon, and my Matarim Bezerchlim means that Noitvim Shebezerchlim, Matarim Beribe Azerchlim, once it's arrived Zerchlim, it is Machshir, the Miyot of Vispatlo Hanoitvim, Bohem, Lios Zob, Zob, Tavelis Behen, Tavim Behen, Mishila Zerchlim. Again, the word Zob, Rashi says it's difficult to understand because Zob does not require Maim Chaim, but Al Kaponim, Brazov, which does require Maim Chaim, so the Rebuy of the Zeichlim will be involved with the Neitzim, and therefore the Neitzim will now become kosher also for Tefillah. If you get involved in an interesting question, I think we spoke about this once. General Bittul Barayv's function is to remove a psul from something. So there's non-kosher food. So the Barayv is mevatel. Now it removes away the psul, the problem which is there. So confer a positive status on something. Can Bittul Barayv do that? So you need tzitzis. You need threads which have been. Spun the shmo for the purpose of making tzitzis. Well, some threads which were non-lishmo threads got mixed up with the lishmo threads, and the majority are lishmo. So it's this thing kosher for tzitzis right now. So all bittul barayv, and therefore we can look at the ones which are not lishmo as if they were lishmo. In other words, can bittul barayv confer a status of lishmo on something which wasn't lishmo? So that's a big machlokes in the achronim, whether it can confer a status. Many assume so. To give it a status of a mayanite, but the roib is very typical. Rather, what you would have to say is that it'll define this whole unit as an area called mayan, and we assume that there's mayan water there, and mayan has no shear, doesn't need memsua. So, like, what's the problem? Okay. Prevez al Evan. So the bottom line, which is the halacha, is that that the only time you can use a river is a time when you know that there has been it has not been rained for some time, and then you can know for sure that there's no rainwater there, which is getting involved. And you know the source of the river is the spring, which, you know, some of these rivers, the source of the river is, there's no rain over here, but this river is, you know, Mississippi River. I don't know how much is from its original spring and how much is from all of the rainwater which has been running off from all the different places where it gathers water from over this thousands of square mile area which it's draining. I don't know what the majority of the source is. You know, What? Right. So, you know, I don't know what the source of this river is over here, where it starts, and where the water's coming. It's like so questionable to me. Parevas 11. So the Mishnah says that she can. She has to be tifer for the chachila. She can't be tifer for the chachila b'shabbos. Someone says, one second. But Martha Reisha Parefis says she could be Parefis, and she can do the act of wrapping it around. But as long as you don't wrap it around, you don't do it on Shabbos. So make up your mind. Rabbi Sefer also in the Matbeah. So if you want to do it with the coin has to be designated and done with before Shabbos. Whereas an Evan, a stone, you can do even on Shabbos. So you take this stone and use it. And we'll say that the bittul for the act of being perif on it is sufficient to say that that's mutter. Whereas by matbeya, the general consensus is you're going to the dafka, take it back and become a matbeya again. You're not going to leave it there. So that would only be valid if the person would designate from before Shabbos. Whereas a stone, the designation really theoretically is happening now that this will become the thing that you're part of. So it'll stay there. So that we allow the person to do. Boyabaya. Isha Maushataram Matifavala Egos Lahitzi Livno Kotan Bishabbos. So the kid's outside. And he's scratching. So she has to get it outside. And there's no Erev. So she says, great, I'll take an Egos, which is one of the options how to be part of. I'll use it for my pref of wrapping around. And then I'll take it outside, give it to the kid to eat. So is that permitted or not? Tiboyla mandamar marimin. Tiboyla mandamar ein marimin. We have a machloikus, a fairly similar machloikus. Later on, in this case where there's a fire, and Chazal did not allow, you're not allowed to carry anything out, but you're allowed to put on, are you allowed to put on layers and layers and layers of garments, which is like there's a haroma, there's this haroma is a conniving involved. So it's not the normal way of wearing it, so is that permitted or not? So there's one Tana over there. One Tana says over there, yes. One Tana says no. So we should have the same. More says, but this question will work like both of them. Because over there we have a compelling reason why we want to be allow. We're afraid if a guy gets too involved in saving, he's going to put the fire out. You don't want him to save anything, he'll also put the fire out. So we're walking a fine line. So we said, okay, haram is mut. She's not going to actively go take the thing out to the child. She's not going to forget herself and do that. So she'll bring the kid in, she'll find some way to get it, etc. So she's not going to. There's no reason why we should be bad to it. Odilma, I feel the mandamer ain't already been over there, says that it's usur with the lake. Hosam derech hutzobekach, because if you do go out carrying the layers, it's an act of hutzah. That's why we say you can't do it, because it was normal for people sometimes to layer up. So we would consider a maisa hutzah directly, not with a shinoi. Hoch ain't derech hutzobekach. This is not a normal way to carry a thing out as we saw. So even you're dealing with it on a derisa level. So I would say maybe I'm a shapadami. So the law is taken. So Grashi. Vamarta Resha Perefis. Vahi vadi lechatkila kamer b'shabbos. It's talking about you how to do it. Even by joy, Lashvin and the Yetzim of b'shabbos, Satana Resha, Mariyos Prufais. So we have three things in the Mishnah. It says Marius Prufois and Perefis and Lo Sifra. So Marius Prufois, tell me you're allowed to wear. Perefis, you're allowed to go to Chachila, set it up on Shabbos. And then you tell me you can't set it up on Shabbos. Say with the Lo Sifra, the Muslim, the Bayad, the Labrat, Tiltalu, Abu Evan, Shehiksa, the Kach, Roy, the Tiltal. So we'll have to say the case of the Evan was somewhere, an Evan which you had designated beforehand. But again, but it means that even but a matbeah which you had designated beforehand still wouldn't work. Because we assume that an Evan which you designated beforehand, you're going to leave it as such. Mashen can have been the beah. He wants to take it out to eat it. Tibala mandomar bepluta bechol kisvei kodesh. Loibish kol mashi yochol. Loibish tibur rebeir. Fill a sarchalukim zehze. You can put on 10 shirts as long as reyashim shemun osher kelim. Kederach shu loibish bechol. The 18 garments a person normally would wear, and the Mishnah goes through that. You know, there was the head covering and the shirt and the handkerchief and there's 18 normal garments they used to wear. That's mutter, but not more. You can't double up. Derech Hatzavikach. So, where's Derech Hatzav? A person that wears 10 shirts. Gan Merchik Sus, Matsim Oisai Derech Malbush. People who sell clothing sometimes will carry a few layers. So, that was, you know, a good way of carrying. So, the Mishnah. Akitei Yotze Bekav Shaloi Dibur Remeir, Rabbi Yossi Oisu. So, Akitei is a person who has a leg which has been. Rashi says it's been amputated, it's been cut off, and they would make a false leg, which would wasn't used so much for supporting. They didn't have prosthesis, but it was more used to take away the obvious fact that he's missing a leg. Basically, he would walk on. He would have like canes or something to help him walk. So the question is, can he go out wearing this leg, this false leg? Is that permitted?
So it's just an aesthetic.
It's basically aesthetic. So Rebbe says no, it's not considered a tachshit. And Rebbe says it is considered a tachshit. The act of taking away that appearance issue is considered a. It's considered a tachshit. Fine. Vimyesh the base kibble kisisin is tame. Regardless of accepting tumah, so there's just the fact that it supports a person is not considered it holds something. It's holding the person. It's not considered a base kibble. But if it has a place that it could make like to hold like a soft material to act as some type of a cushion between his leg and this prosthesis, so it's made to hold that material, so that's a base kibble, and therefore a kabel tum. Smucha shaloi, but that which he actually relies on, tamei medris, they carry his weight, so those are tamei medris. Yetzim and b'shabbos, those you're allowed to go out on Shabbos. Because that's considered so halacha is a person who cannot walk without a cane is allowed to go out with a cane on Shabbos. That's part of his clothing. And halacha is a person who cannot walk without a cane. A person can walk without a cane, but he just needs to steady himself. It's not mutter. But a person who that's the only way he can go with that. And the law is you cannot take a shoe, cannot go into your shoes into the Azara. But this is not a shoe. It's not on the end of his foot, it's not considered a shoe. Even though it's what facilitates the person's walk. That's a kise. So a person who was more affected, the only way they would have like a chair which he would sit in, and would have blocks of wood which were higher than the chair, and he would press down with the two blocks of wood, lift the chair up, and propel himself forward by, and then let put the seat down, and then move his arms forward and press up and swing himself forward again. So that's called the kisei, and the smuchas were the these blocks of wood which would lift him up. So tamei medrash. So all of those that support the weight of the person. So if he be a zov, they'd be have tamei medrash. And yetsim ben b'shabbos, vein nasim ben bazora. The loch is so the smuchas were worried about the possibility of the person at one point not using it and propelling himself forward through some other method and carrying it for Amos. And they can't come to the Zohar because this kisei becomes like his shoe. Becomes like his the thing which is maintaining it. Luktamin is Taharun Ben Yetzim Ben. Luktamin is Tupshatim what it is. Either it means it was like a mask, or it was like a scary mask that scared the kids, you know, what she says. Or some learned the kid's horse, you know, the stick which with the face of a horse in the front, and you would giddy up, you know. So it's a look to it. So her and yet to men. So it's not considered medrash, even though you sit on it. It's not really supporting you, right? You're supporting it, not it's supporting you, and you can't wear it. You can't take it out on Shabbos. Okay, hold it.